This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and I think we are joined now by the publisher of Baraka Books, Robin Philpott in Montreal. Are you there, Robin?
Hi, Phil. Hi, Phil.
It's good to talk to you. It's Victoria Day, so what are you? How are you celebrating Victoria Day in Montreal?
Well, Victoria Day no longer exists officially in Quebec.
Oh, my goodness.
When Canada imposes it, but...
It's not known here, so this is a revelation. This is breaking news. Go ahead.
I just saw something go by on Twitter. In fact, Prime Minister Trudeau wished a happy Victoria Day to all Canadians, except for Quebec. Since 2002, it's been it's officially known as the Journée nationale des Patriotes, in other words, the national holiday of the Patriots, who are the Papineau... revolt and rebellion in 1837, and who were hanged by the same queen.
Yeah, that's right. They were hanged. She had just assumed her office.
Exactly.
37, and they were hanged at 38, right?
Right, and so were 20 reformers in what used to be called Upper Canada, hanged under her reign. And as I think it was you said point out, but I'll say it again. I'll say it is that she could have had those sentences
saved their lives.
She could have saved their lives, and she decided not to. And so, you know, Canada is celebrating this Victoria, who was in the height of British expansion, British Empire expanding, colonialism. Here as well, and hanged and repressed and exiled hundreds of people who were fighting for ideas that were those of the French Revolution.
It's called responsible government, they wanted.
Responsible government, but they were also
representative government. You get to elect your leaders.
Yeah. A popular sovereignty. The people's government.
One of them was a former mayor of Toronto.
Exactly.
And if they had caught him, they would have hanged him.
Sure they would. Yeah. Well, as they did, they hanged in Lower Canada. So you think it's pretty? It's quite a serious slap.
It is serious. It very. I agree. It's very striking. So it's called Patriots Day, National Patriots Day. Is that what it's called in Quebec?
Yeah, and it was. For instance, I was at a march. I was speaking at it, and so was a former premier, Bernard Landry, and he was the premier.
You have a march and speeches?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have firecrackers.
There were march and speakers, and there were Mohawk marchers, Mohawks.
Mm-hmm.
There were Palestinians.
Where and was this held?
In downtown Montreal. It started Place du Canada, which is
not to upset any upper Canadians. It will not be reported here, so they can relax.
Yeah, not be reported. But this has been it's entered into the mores here that this is called Fête des Patriotes, Patriots, and. What people here in Quebec have always had a hard time with what they call the Queen's Holiday or Victoria Day, or used to be called Empire Day as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was, it had a history of trying to find a new name, but then it was adopted in 2002 after a broad grassroots movement in order to have a national holiday for the Patriots, because their ideals were the ones that moved so many people and moved them still today. And so this march, we marched all. It was very hot, but we marched all through downtown Montreal.
What kind of crowd would turn out for that?
People.
1,000.
Yeah. And at the end, there were speeches, and there was a Mohawk that spoke, and a couple of elected members from the Bloc.
Well, if I could ask you to be a reporter, what did the Mohawk spokesperson say?
Okay, the march was also a march against the pipeline and it's called a petrocracy. It's almost like a petro monarchy in Canada, where they're because they've invested all this money, billions, into the tar sands, and now they can't get because they're going to, they risk losing the money. They're going to try and force this pipeline to go right down the St. Lawrence, along the St. Lawrence River, and through areas where it's going to put a lot of people at risk, a lot of of waterways.
So that's Mohawk
land,
territory,
and over, and just to export the tar sands oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there's alliance developed in between Quebec with Quebecers and several First Nations,
mm-hmm.
including the Mohawk. So this Mohawk leader spoke, and he was very critical of the Queen Victoria. Supportive of Quebec. He spoke in Mohawk and in English, and it was translated.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about the same principles of freedom, liberty, and what the Queen has represented for Mohawks and for Native people. So it was a very
sounds like a terrific event.
It was a good event. It was a very good event, and it's taken root. Interestingly enough, I took a picture the other day when I was standing in line at the post office. And this is in the postal desk here in Montreal, and in French it was saying we're closed for the Journée Nationale des Patriotes. In English, it says we will be closed for Victoria Day. And
welcome to Belgium.
The irony is great, and it crystallizes. You could say the difference between
Canada and interesting. So many of our world leaders, when they're angry with each other, they always say, well, he says to me something in English, but we know that he said in his own language something rather unpleasant,
Right.
But here, it's right under our nose that in French it says the National Patriots Day, and in English it says Victoria Day. Maybe what they think, whoever wrote it, is that the English would call it and celebrate Victoria.
Well, but that's what it is, and once again, Canada Post is a federal
entity. So their sensibilities is actually more finely tuned than mine, now that I'm saying this.
Yeah, but anyway,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got to realize that I should have to mention, many of those hanged were English.
Sure they were.
Mention those a little bit? There were some very prominent. One of the key guys was English, an Anglophone.
Yeah, well, several of the key leaders were English. They weren't hanged, but there was a Haldimand. There was a Swiss guy hanged, who was a Swiss sort of Republican, with a man who got. Kind of, you might call them these days internationalists.
Well, you had some who escaped to the U.S. in terms of
right. There was Wilfred Nelson and Robert Nelson were two of the key leaders, very Republican leaders. I mean,
it wasn't merely what we call a national movement. It was a Republican movement.
It was a Republican movement, but they were for independence of Lower Canada. They wanted to be able to be independent. But Upper Canada, in other words, you have responsible government, and one of the men who was hanged, his name was De Lorimier. If anybody knows Montreal, there's a street bears his name. It goes right from the south right to the north of the city. And he was hanged on 1839, the 15th of February. He wrote a testament, which was read today by the president of the organization, Société Saint-Jean-Baptiste, a very moving statement. And he says... At the end, he says, vive la liberté, vive l'indépendance. In other words, they wanted to be independent of the British crown. And they had strong alliances with Upper Canada. There was Samuel Lount, who was hanged in Upper Canada. What is surprising is
Peter Matthews.
Right.
They
were
both hanged April 12, 1838.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that people go on celebrating in Victoria Day, and these things are not raised politically. Here in Quebec, they are now. They are, and which is fortunate. They've never been forgotten totally. but it, now it's become much more important because it's, now we have a national day to recognize it. But it is amazing that in Canada they, people can continue to just celebrate Victoria Day and not think about what she represented. I mean,
well, or that or how the event is recognized or thought of in Quebec.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we have two great. It used to be the story of the two great cities, Toronto, Montreal, and I mean that's what it is. If we were going to go at it from a Jane Jacobs point of view, cities in Montreal, it is there is a different culture and memory.
Right.
And Toronto is a different culture and memory.
I understand that, when I spoke, I understood that even though the first mayor of Montreal was Mackenzie, there's no street that bears his name.
I think you mean Toronto.
Yeah, in Toronto. No street that's named after him.
Not that I know of. I think you're right. I mean, there are a few little, there are markers a few places.
Yeah.
Rather ambivalent. There is a bas relief, as they call it, of Samuel Lount. And if you have a good map and a couple of escorts, you might be able to find it.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, a beautiful man, Samuel Lount. When they took him to be hanged, there were 35,000 signatures. And I mean, 35,000 in Toronto at that time, that's a huge number, saying don't hang him. And they even had some resistance in the amongst the officials who were supposed to participate, but who said, I'm not going to have anything to do with hanging Samuel Lount.
Right.
Because this was a, he had fought a political fight. He had organized and done everything he could by the law and by the book. Mm-hmm. And a very decent guy, and they hanged him.
No, and there was tremendous repression here.
Of course, at that time, by the way, you should mention, she was the Empress of India, Victoria.
Right. Right.
And it's rarely mentioned now because it somehow it takes a little to think. Somehow it's not so glorious to remember that she was the Empress of India.
Yeah, except that the symbolism, when I spoke at this event, I said I defy Canada to get rid of this symbol because it's an insult to peoples all over the world, including and above all an insult to Quebecers, an insult to English Canadians, people from upper Canada. Mm-hmm. But they keep celebrating this woman who symbolizes domination, everything that was the opposite of what these people, the patriots, were fighting for. They were fighting for free, liberty, equality, and fraternity. You know, they were inspired by those ideas.
So you had National Patriots Day, and you have a museum there, in which I understand the flag of the Upper Canada Rebellion. You can, if you want Mackenzie's flag, you go to the museum in Quebec, and it's there.
Yeah, this was in a small place where, in fact, it's a museum where the Patriots won the battle against the British troops.
It was a good fight. It went on sometime. It's often mocked that the Upper Canada Rebellion was put down more rapidly, but there's a lot of factors there, weather and experience and closeness to borders and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But in Lower Canada, the battle went on, and there was certainly, it wasn't clear which way it was going to end.
They won by numbers and the power of their guns. That's why it was won. But there were
tends to be a factor.
Yeah, but they were. Here it's studied very much, all throughout Quebec there's Papineau streets, monuments to Papineau and other people who fought, other people who were hanged. Mm-hmm. The prison where they were hanged was open for visits today. That's another part of the city. What it's called, the prison where the people were hanged following the rebellion, and so it's been kept alive, and the ideas that are kept alive, and so today they wanted, the idea was to point out that this decision being made on the pipeline is being made without, it's all being decided out without Quebec's opinion. The Trans-Canada Pipeline says we don't need Quebec's approval. We can build that pipeline and right across through Quebec, even though there's no benefit for Quebecers. So that's why they chose it. And the interesting was today, of course, to see the Six Nations flag flying in this demonstration, which is nice. The Six Nations flag of the Iroquois Confederacy, which is nice when you know the recent history, you know.
Is this a picture of that? We would love to have it. We could post it on our site.
I haven't seen any. I should have taken them, but I didn't. But
I'm sure there are some. Mike, we're in this age now where everything is being filmed and photographed.
I'm sure we'll see it because there were a lot of media there at the beginning. So, but I haven't seen any yet. But you know, I think that the difference, and there's a lot of lessons for Quebecers and for Canadians here that the symbolism, and its symbolism is so important in politics. You know, that I just think that Canada would have a very hard time. I think that it's almost like at the heart is it's monarchist and. It's something that people have to address in English Canada, and of course Quebecers, of course, have to do address it. They're trying to address it.
Yes,
Going back to, were we in favor of the great movements in the world for freedom, equality, and
fraternity,
and fraternity, or are we for monarchy?
Yeah. You know? No, Tom Paine isn't jumping off the shelves in Toronto.
No.
And I don't know if he's permitted in school. I think he's slightly more dangerous than Lenin in an Ontario public school.
Right.
By the way, there was a great constitution written by these rebels.
Yeah,
you can go online and read it. And I recommend do not stop at any historian. Continue on and read the document itself. Just as if you had a chance, you would listen to Mackenzie himself. You don't need his damn biographer. Go to him. And go to
the other thing is there's a tremendous.
And they had the what was it, the 91 points that they wrote?
92, I think it is. But the other thing is Robert Nelson, who was Wilfred Nelson's, who was an Anglo in Lower Canada,
doctor.
He wasn't doctor's brother. He made a Declaration of Independence in 1838 following the repression of 37. And that document is online as well, and it's a declaration which is worthy of the Irish. It's inspired by some of the Irish movements, and it is very much worth reading.
That's terrific. Well, Robin, we really appreciate it. That's a good report, and now you've got us looking. We're going to see if we can find the Six Nation flag.
Right.
And that demonstration, and we'll try to find the words of the Mohawk leader who spoke today in Quebec.
Yeah, and the other thing is to not forget that they're having you celebrate Victoria in Toronto, which is an insult, I think, to all of us.
Yeah, to a lot of why can't we ever revisit this subject? They did. Yeah. They managed to do it in Ireland and a few other places.
Even Australia.
our closest fraternal relative.
Right.
Well, again, thank you very, very much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, Doug.
Bye-bye.
Robin Philpott, publisher of Baraka Books.